Hey there, and thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is the 5th of June, 2024, and this week has been consistent. It's been raining somewhere in Wisconsin every day since the end of last week, and it looks like we continue to have at least some chance of rain every day until after next weekend. Not very conducive to National Gardening Exercise Day on Thursday, or if you're planning on celebrating National Knit in Public Day on Saturday. All this precipitation sure seems like Mother Nature is making up for lost time and getting caught back up on last year's lack of rain and drought conditions. And it's about time. Before this, the Wisconsin drought monitor looked pretty bad for quite a long time. Speaking of looking bad for a long time, the Milwaukee Public Schools are back in the news in spectacular fashion. So, without further delay, let's jump into some news together. In the category of you just can't make this stuff up, Milwaukee Public Schools, or MPS for short, feels like they've been struggling since the dawn of time. But with COVID, they've had an aggressive fall off and have been finding ways to lose altitude ever since. But the past few months have been exceptionally bad, and that's saying something. First off, the federal government informed them last month that the funding for their preschool Head Start program is getting completely pulled because they didn't do enough to correct problems in the program. There were, quote, dozens of violations in nearly all of the locations, including safety violations, physical abuse, verbal abuse, and lack of documentation on background checks, unquote. And that's just to name a few. Unfortunately, their administrative offices appear to be in just as much of a mess. And with how often school districts are talking about being underfunded and how often they need to go to referendum for more money, you would think that keeping track of the money would be an important priority. Well, think again. We don't even have to open the can of worms of how many parents think that the priorities of the education system are out of alignment, but get a load of this. MPS still hasn't provided the state with their audit from the 2023 fiscal year, or their annual report, or their budget for 2024. A couple of these things were due in September of last year. This is unreal, and it gets better. This is a quote from the Wisconsin Department of Education about MPS, and I apologize if this is a repeat for some of you from the Weekly Insider, but it is just too good to not repeat. Quote, "Not only are many required reports incredibly late, MPS has demonstrated a pattern of submitting incomplete data as well as requesting data changes without having the required documentation for the request," unquote. So, not only are they blowing off their homework and not handing it in when they do hand in any work, or even when they resubmit their work, it's still incomplete. Better yet, this information is just coming out now, conveniently well after their controversial vote on the $252 million referendum that was just barely passed. Residents and reporters across the board are questioning why the voters were not told about this at the time of the vote, because these reports were months overdue at that point. In this podcast, it could be an hour-long rant on the irony of blowing off your math homework. Trust me, I deleted a bunch of stuff, but I've landed on this. The culture of the school system has quickly evolved in the classroom, where we lower the bar to accommodate more than ever in the history of our education system. That is an abject fact, and I won't talk about how victim mentality influences culture and how much culture matters for employee satisfaction and retention, which has been another topic of urgent concern for the school districts, and this one in particular. But you have to know, do you know who suffers for MPS's cultural rot and management mistakes? Everyone. Yes, the students that attend MPS, and yes, their families, but also every school district in the state and every single taxpayer in Wisconsin. And I say that because on March 15th, the state budget department ran estimates before the referendum to see what the impact would be on other school districts and whether or not it would reduce the amount of general funding that they received. Simply put, Milwaukee would get more of the pie, and 9 out of every 10 districts would get less money if that referendum passed. Another example of how the education system is broken. Smaller districts losing tens of thousands of dollars, some of the bigger districts losing $750,000, a million, as high as $1.5 million because MPS is getting more money through a referendum. This crisis is a statewide crisis because scrappy little Krivitz doesn't deserve to get $121,000 less because Milwaukee voters approved this referendum. I'm willing to bet they would be a better steward of that money than MPS. And I bet if these revelations happened 6 months ago, the voters would have a different opinion on whether or not they could trust MPS with their money. And meanwhile, Krivitz loses the equivalent of a couple teachers' salary. In other related news, there may be changes or a solution on the horizon. If anything else, one Milwaukee alderman is calling on the MPS board not to enact the full referendum until the financial picture is understood. That definitely seems reasonable. And finally, one state representative that doesn't hold back is Democrat Lakeisha Myers, who represents the northwest side of Milwaukee, whose constituents are in the MPS school district. I think she summarized this perfectly, and I quote her press release. "Enough of the pervasive top-down culture that has consistently left our children failing, teachers unsupported, schools under-resourced, and the community shut out. While many look to the superintendent to hold him accountable for MPS's state of affairs, he is not alone. This was a multi-level failure of epic proportion that was allowed to occur over many years." Unquote, and she is spot on. She's running for the Wisconsin Senate this year. She's already asked the U.S. Department of Education to investigate MPS, which I doubt will help anything. But she also claims to be working on laws to make DPI more transparent and accountable with issues like this. Nothing like a re-election to help motivate progress. And you know what? I'll take it. In closing, and in the spirit of education, I leave you with this quote from John Adams on what our priorities should be in teaching our children. Quote, It should be your care, therefore, and mine to elevate the minds of our children and exalt their courage, to accelerate and animate their industry and activity, and to excite them in the habitual contempt of meanness, abhorrence of justice, of injustice, I should say, and inhumanity, and an ambition to excel in every capacity, faculty, and virtue. If we suffer their minds to grovel and creep in infancy, they will grovel all their lives. Unquote. Boom. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the fed-up property taxpayer state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.